Dr. Parsons is a functional psychiatrist. She specializes in addiction and in recovery. She has her certificate from the Integrative Medicine for Mental Health and was recently certified by the Walsh Institute, which is in nutritional medicine, phenomenal certification. And this experience has led her to combine a unique style of Eastern, Western, and functional and nutritional medicine in helping with mental health and addiction. And she is so excited. She was on a call yesterday with me, and she is so fired up in a way about some other certifications she's getting. And I'm going to let her tell you about that. But Lisa, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
We can. Take it away,
yes,
Lisa.
Yes, ma'am. We're happy.
So, yes, I have been, I was raised essentially in the Western paradigm of medicine, which has a lot of holes, and I wasn't aware of that until I became dissatisfied with that form of medicine because I started recognizing that I was not able to treat my patients in a complete manner. I recognized that I was actually inducing problems with my patients as a psychiatrist. The medications that I was prescribing were sometimes causing side effects, and I was no longer satisfied with this way of practicing medicine. So I left that area of medicine, and I started seeking out other ways of helping people, still staying within the field of mental health, but looking for other ways of being able to help people out. And I was very shocked to find that there is a huge amount of information out there. And this was now, I would say, about 10 years ago, and what I kept hearing over and over and over again was inflammation, gut-brain connection, and that's nothing that I had ever heard when I was in medical school. And granted, I graduated from medical school in 2006, and a lot has definitely changed since then, and I hope this is something that's now being taught in medical school. I would imagine that it probably is. But what I was really surprised by was that my own education did not include any of these things, and the conferences that I was attending when it was typical psychiatry was not including any of these buzzwords that I was hearing when I was going to integrative conferences. So what I was learning was that I needed to support people's bodies in their ability to detoxify and in their ability to absorb nutrients appropriately, and in their ability to decrease inflammation. So I was doing so with what they were supposed to do, which was mostly supplements. And I found that the results were lackluster, just not as good as I found they really should be. So I was a little bit dissatisfied. So when I met Issa 3 years ago, it was like a puzzle piece that finally filled in the gaps. Learning about NRF2 and NRF1 and our body's ability to upregulate these incredibly important gene expressions, like our own natural antioxidant proteins, our ability to bring down our oxidative stress and our ability to bring down our inflammation and to control our heavy metals and to support our methylation cycles, all of these things that I had been learning about, but I was not given the tools that were efficiently handling these problems. Suddenly, here was a tool, and it was evidence-based, and it was in PubMed, which is where doctors go to get all of their information. It was like a light bulb that just went off in my awareness. So since that time, my journey through integrative medicine has continued. And what I continue to discover as I go through certifications in places like the Amen Clinic and the Bredesen Institute is, once again, as I'm discovering other ways of healing mental illness and cognitive decline, it all comes down to oxidative stress. And once again, here is this puzzle piece that is the primary thing that is going to help us to create harmony in a system where imbalance has unfortunately been created. And of course, it's not the only thing we need to be doing. We don't need to just, we can't just simply take a pill and assume that everything is going to be all better. We need to improve our lifestyle. We definitely need to make sure that we're taking away the things that are creating the imbalance in the first place, making sure that we're eating as clean as possible, as much as we can. Unfortunately, there are things like pesticides now in our water and in the air, actually, it's been measured. But eating organically and sticking with whole foods and getting exercise on a regular basis and doing things like meditation and making sure that our social connections are very, very tight and we're spending time in our community and giving back and having a good sense of purpose in our lives, all of these things do powerful things within the epigenetic system within our body. But also incredibly important is supporting our body's ability to maintain our natural systems that are going to bring down the oxidative stress that we are going to encounter just by simply living. And I just want to say that everyone on this call, all of you doing this incredible work, I am just so amazed by you doing this, because what you're doing is changing lives. And the people that you are talking to, the people that you're sharing this with, they don't realize yet the amazing gift that you are giving them. But this is something that is going to impact them and is going to impact their family for the rest of their lives. So thank you for all doing what you're doing.